From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I'm afraid to ask you what's new. You've had such an exciting last couple of weeks. What's new?
Lots going on. Actually, there's one thing I wanted to tell you and listeners. The World Sudoku Championship, the first one ever, is being held in Lucca, Italy in 5 weeks, and the U.S. is putting together a team. Anyone who'd like to try out for it can go to wpc.puzzles.com, and it's free to try out.
All right. Well, thanks for that heads up for everyone who's listening. We don't play Sudoku puzzles on the air. We play sometimes words, sometimes mathematical puzzles, and you left us with a challenge last week, and we haven't done one in a while. It was a spoonerism.
Right. Well, and you know, spoonerism is where you interchange the initial consonant sounds of the words in one phrase to get a new phrase, like wild cherry becomes child wary. And I said, name a popular tourist spot in Europe, 4 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the last, spoonerize the name, and you'll get a new phrase meaning got drunk. What phrases are these?
What phrases are they?
Well, the place is the Blue Grotto. Spoonerize that, and you get Gru Blotto.
We had over 400 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Jenzi Silverman from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Hi, Jenzi.
Hi, Leanne.
You write in your entry, I can't imagine a college student saying to his roommate, dude, I grew like so blotto last night.
I know. I just started laughing because I thought I have never heard or couldn't imagine anybody saying they grew blotto. But I thought, you know, technically it works, and the Blue Grotto is the tourist spot that Will was looking for.
You betcha.
There you go.
Well, there you go. And not only that, we picked your entry and you get to play on the air. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome.
Oh, all right. Well, Will, please meet Jenzi. Let's play.
All right, Jenzi, every answer today is a word with a doubled P. I'll give you anagrams for these. You name the words. For example, if I said lay, L-A-Y, plus two P's, you'd say apply. And note that the P's will always be consecutive. All right, number one is core, C-O-R-E, plus two P's. And I'll give you a hint. It's an element.
Oh, copper.
Copper is right. Try this one, lira, L-I-R-E, plus two P's.
Might this be something that, like, a pebble would make if you
popped
in the water?
Thank you, Leanne.
Anytime, Jenzi.
Good job. Area, A-R-E-A, plus two P's.
Area plus two P's.
I hear a little scribbling in the background. Good.
Yeah, that's me, and I didn't get it.
That makes me feel a little better.
I was thinking prepare.
Oh, appear.
Appear. Very
nice
good.
Work. Rifle, R-I-F-L-E, plus two P's.
That would be flipper.
That would be flipper. Excellent. Souse, S-O-U-S-E, plus two P's.
Souse plus two P's. Suppose.
Suppose. Ooh, you're getting fast. Tines, T-I-N-E-S, plus two P's. And it means just a little something.
Like a little snippet.
Snippet, good. Roust, R-O-U-S-T, plus two P's. And the answer means help.
Support.
Support, good. Horse, H-O-R-S-E, plus two P's. And if you go to a store, this is what you are.
Oh, a shopper.
You're a shopper, good. Otios, O-T-I-O-S-E, plus two P's.
Getting tricky.
Yeah,
getting longer. And it's a word that means reverse. It's not a synonym. It's
an opposite.
Opposite, nice. Is it? Ashier, A-S-H-I-E-R, plus two P's.
No.
And it's something you might wear on your finger or on a necklace.
Oh, sapphire.
Sapphire, excellent. Almost, A-L-M-O-S-T, plus two P's. This is something you might see along a street.
Lamppost.
Lamppost, excellent. And here's your last one, Hessian, H-E-S-S-I-A-N, plus two P's. And it's something everyone looks for in life.
Happiness.
Happiness is right.
Oh, my goodness. Janzi, you did wonderfully well. You did very, very well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shortz from St. Martin's Press. Janzi, what's your member station?
It's KNOW 91.1 FM in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
All right, Janzi Silverman, what a terrific player you are from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you guys very much. This was great fun.
Okay, yes, it was. It was a lot of fun. Well, Will, the fun doesn't stop here. What's the challenge you have for us this coming week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Margaret Pendergast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Name a traditional means of sending a communication in 8 letters. It contains the letter R somewhere inside it. Drop the R and rearrange the remaining letters to name another means of communication in 7 letters. And this one is a modern means of communication. Here's a hint. Both words start with the same letter. What words are these? So again, a traditional means of communication, 8 letters. Drop the R inside it and rearrange the remaining letters to name a modern means of communication in 7 letters. Both words start with the same letter. What words are these?
When you have the answer, remember, we have a new way for you to send in your entries because we are no longer accepting emails. But you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.